Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, second segment, Old School. A lot has been going on over there in Husker land, obviously. Goes without saying, we got about 8 minutes so we can catch back up before we get into college football playoff, probably in the 5 o'clock hour. You know, we'll kind of just jump around today. But what are your guys' thoughts on Mr. Dana Holgorsen coming in as a consultant in a ever, I guess, evolving role on the offensive side? What's up, man?
DP, what you got?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. News. It's on the news. I'm reading
what?
It right here.
DP what? Doesn't know what we're talking about.
What? What? What are you talking about, Jay Foreman?
The former Houston Cougars coach and West Virginia coach.
What? And Oklahoma State offensive coordinator and Texas Tech offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Dan, is it Holgorsen?
Holgorsen.
What? Holgorsen is coming in. He's a consultant and it's going to evolve over time.
What? I think that was very telling language from Matt Rhule.
He was... What do you mean? Why?
In a role that will evolve over time.
Well, just the season, right? Is that what it... I didn't see it. What is, was it during the season? Look at you. Over time, I mean...
Do you go get a guy like Dana Holgorsen? You pry him away from a place he's already a consultant at TCU. Do you pry him away for 3 weeks?
Was his contract done in TCU?
Why does he make a move to Nebraska for 4 weeks?
Who else is at TCU? We know anybody else at TCU? On that staff, we don't know another Texas coach. Okay, all right.
It was on TCU.
I'm just trying to understand. If you tell me you're going to be more physical and run the ball, and then realize that either you can't or won't, and then week nine. Or week 11 of your in season, you make a decision. I'm curious, what was Dana doing? We know that he had been in discussion earlier in the year.
In January, I think,
right?
This was not a
This was not a new conversation.
Right.
This was not an out of nowhere relationship deal. This was a thing that, hey, I'm just going to put you on the layaway plan.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pay for you later.
Yeah.
There are too many questions. Remember, I always like to say, you can tell the status of a program by the number of questions about it. And the same thing for moves like this. We have way more questions than we have answers. Because if he is an air raid guy, is that what you're doing now?
Yeah, I think that all the questions I haven't changed if I have questions, because my questions are more player related. I don't need plays. A play isn't going to make me play harder. A play isn't going to make me execute better. I mean, unless it's something I know, like extremely, like I could go out and run, you know, over Spike 40 right now. Wouldn't get there, but I wouldn't get to the quarterback, but I could run it. You know, I could run Hawk open 7 and Eagle open 6. I could do that, right? I know where lineup. I could just do that just out of habit. So, if you asked me to do like some of my fire zones and stuff, that, you know, that probably wouldn't work out that well.
But that is the question, though, right? If you say that it's players,
that's my opinion.
You can't. You can't bring in new players. Well, you can if you go to your practice squad. You go to your depth chart, but that's not what's happening here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, see, for me, I guess I'll clarify. For me, before we, there's obviously tons of blame. I mean, not tons, but everybody has their fair share. And when you're 5-4 and you haven't, you're not playing up to your expectations, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, or a combination. Everybody's got to do better. That's the fix. Now there's some more than other. For me, this is just my opinion. Before we start worrying about who's calling plays and removing coaches or putting them on the hot seat and all that, I'm going to fix what is controllable, which is it's a choice at this point. Mm-hmm. There's some very old players that have played more games in college than I ever have that are need to, you know, now I don't know whether you're comfortable or not, where you feel comfortable, meaning getting a fat paycheck, let's be honest, or whatever it is, that's a personal choice. Because what I do outside of football should never affect what I do on football.
But you can't fix that now, Jay.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why I don't have that many questions. This is just my opinion. I don't think he's here to all of a sudden go 10 personnel, 0 personnel, which means 5 wides, or, you know, or whatever, and just throw it all up. I don't think that. I think when you bring in some, and this only reason I say this is because I have experience with it, right? So when we were running Greg Wood, so we played 3-4 in Buffalo for 3 years. We're very successful. And then overnight, we're running his defense, which is like essentially Buddy Ryan's 46 defense with modern day Greg Williams, because he had a successful year with, you know, Javon Curse and all them. So Jerry Gray was the first time being a defensive coordinator, you know, like on his own. Buddy Ryan came and one of their assistant coaches came. So what they did was, with these two, essentially the calls didn't change, you know, like the name of the calls and the coverage and all that. They just condensed the language of it. And what they did was help, by doing that, it helped bring clarity to the concepts. And then we took off.
So, now, you know, so if this thing happens under your watch, why would it happen, is what I'm asking you.
It's a bye week. Okay. So then that's how you become official. And you don't know when his thing ended up with the, you know, with the consultant. Because I'm pretty sure you're just a free, willing, can leave. I don't think, obviously, you're not an employee. So then I think it's like maybe he's coming in just to kind of look at it and see how you can maybe really trim the fat to get, in particular, whether it's your skill positions or your skill position, which is a quarterback, to play a little bit more freer, or really just be able to bounce something off of, whether it's the head coach and coordinator. I don't think he's going to come in and then all of a sudden, you know, you got new names for plays, new concepts, and then all of a sudden I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to probably be an addition to it as just an advisor, and that's obviously what he's at. Now, how much? Who knows?
That's just the question, right? Because you can tell me, and I might believe you, that he's coming in for the next 3 weeks, right, to clean up terminology, just to get it on the same page, right, cut the fat, like you said, make sure splits are good, make sure formations look good, just get that, you know, 30,000-foot view.
Mm.
But you had to probably hire this guy away from TCU. You already talked to this guy in the offseason. It just feels like there's a lot of momentum pointing that what you're saying is true for the rest of this season.
Mm.
So it's not a but, it's an...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And there's more coming. It'll be simplified this year. Make the best of it as you can now. And then what comes next?
But that still says to me that the staff on hand could not accomplish the things that were required or that they said they would or could without additional help outside of this. Because if we think it's a 10-man coaching squad who can, if I hired 10, I expect the job to be done with those 10. If those things aren't done, then you have another discussion, and there has to be an admission of, hey, there's a swing and a miss somewhere.
Sure.
By somebody.
All right.
And then a fixable problem. You have to identify. We still haven't identified why you struggle running the ball. You have to identify why your quarterback has had some issue, right? In order to know what you're fixing,
right,
you have to identify it.
And bringing in a fresh set of eyes certainly can't hurt with that. But Strick and I talked about this with Evan when we had him on at 2:30, was it is both a credit to the staff to have the humility to bring someone in right now when they admit that they can't fix the problem, but also an indictment of how they got to that point to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, there's always plenty of blame to go around, but I keep going back to this, and this is what the problem with Nebraska media is. Mm-hmm. You listen, man. I could tell you why you're not running the ball efficiently. Now, granted, should we probably committed to it? I'm sure Mark Satterfield said it. So instead of there was 10 series where we threw it 3 out of the 3 times and didn't get a first down or whatever. Well, he'd probably maybe 5 of those to be 1 or 2 runs in there. Okay, that's fine. All right. But when you talk about execution, and I'm talking about execution of the ABC, I'm talking about the guys. Here's the deal. Yes, Dylan can play better, right? But it's to be expected. Okay. He's playing 9 games as a true freshman. So it's going to be up and downs. Okay. So he's right where he needs to be. Obviously, we'd like him to be right. Right. And so that's where he's at. After that, without that big interception, and obviously he looked very slow at the beginning, he's right where he needs to be. But I keep saying this, in order for this offense to be what we had hoped with the additions and had guys that played yesterday last year that got thrown in the fire, with the veteran offensive line that's been in 85 million games, and Fedoni's healthy, the emergence of Borkature, you got Lindenmeyer, Carter Nelson, all these dudes. Everybody around him withstanding that had been here had to raise their game of football. And that's a choice, dude. So if I need to block that dude right there in order for DP to get across that street and I somehow miss, that ain't a play call, man. I'm sorry. It's not. It's just real. It really isn't. So you could. So that's not that. That has to be addressed personally.
Yeah, but this is where you and I bump heads. If it's your job to coach my lead blocker and my lead blocker keeps missing, at some point, as much as I'm looking at my lead blocker,
right,
the paid professional got to figure out how to teach that dude how to make a block. Like that part.
But hold on. Blocking, first of all. Let's just get this. Listen.
Austin, did you see his face change?
First of all,
you see the face change.
Let's just get this out of here. First of all, this is no disrespect for any offensive lineman I played with or against. You guys ain't really that good at athletes. That's why. Okay, that's honest, got true. So Austin, that's you got your clip. Okay.
But see, this is no disrespect.
This is no disrespect.
I knew this would set him off.
I'm just telling you, it's no disrespect. Now I'm going to tell you the reason why, like the Jonathan Ogdens, the Walter Jones, the Anthony Munoz, the Laramie Tunsils, and all those guys, and like in our case when I played, like Zach Wiegert and all those guys that they're talking about, because they actually were good athletes. Okay, that's why they're talked about. Willie Rolfe, because they actually are good athletes. You guys ain't really that good athletes. So get in the way and stop playing around. And let's also be. And then when you get out on the edge, yeah, there's technique to it, but it's got to be want to. Now, if there's other reasons why you keep going out there, but at the end of the day, you putting yourself on tape. Because you will tell me that you want to go to pros, but you showing me that you sometime doing it. So we sometime running the ball. We sometime running the screens. We're sometimes getting open. We're sometimes getting separation. We have a dude at quarterback that's extremely talented, right, that is a worker. That is a future leader that is all in and invested in this game of football. But there's one thing that he doesn't have that he can't get, right? He has the arm. He's got the support. He don't have experience. He can't get that. He's getting experience. Every time he goes out there, that's experience for him. It's the experience that these dudes had 4 or 5 times over. So if he played, how many games is this? 9? So Dylan played 9 games. I guarantee you, there's guys. We should look. Text line, let us know. Of the guys that play majority of the plays, there's probably, if I had to guesstimate, 8 guys that have played at least 40 or plus games. Right? You supposed to lead him. Yeah, he going to get the credit. He the quarterback. He the quarterback. Trent Dilfer got the job at UAB because he just got all the way. He was a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to get the credit. But we got to bring him along. Now, granted, there's other things to it and all this other stuff.
I love agitating Jay.
You know, I
apologize. I couldn't resist.
But I will tell you this. As much as everybody's questioning and has all these like, well, if this means this, we're bringing it. Listen, we had coaches here before. We won't say any names. We just had them on the punchable list, right? That people were mad that said that when he would get up there and say, we just got to keep running what we're running, right? So now you got a coach that's trying to fact find or solution find, and now you're worried about that. You can't have it both ways. Now, is there admission of guilt or whatever? Sure. But there's also admission of, okay, at least I'm trying to figure it out. Or this person can help bring a different set. And I'm telling you, when Buddy Ryan, and I wish I knew what the other coach was that came in and kind of met with us and talked to us about it, I'm telling you, it trimmed the fat off of it and we started to play a lot better. Because they were able to say, listen, all this gibberish that Jerry Gray is putting on it, because Jerry Gray would put 15 tags on there. He's like John Gruden, right? He would, you know what I mean? He's like, man, that ain't nothing but just cover 3. And then the light went on. No, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have Javon Kurse though, so he wasn't the ultimate equalizer. Then we, you know, we started to blitz a little bit. But in the reality, that's why you bring it. Now, if it leads to something in the future, well, then that's another conversation. My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it.
My
name is Lynn, and I'm in the wind.
Yay, man. My name is Paul. That's between y'all. Austin, get us the break. We'll get back
on time, man. Yeah.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.